I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. This week, judges, lawyers, and historians will celebrate 200 years of Illinois justice. At a gala tomorrow in Springfield, the Illinois Supreme Court Historic Preservation Commission will mark the date the High Court was created.
Good morning, everyone. The first case on the call this morning is case number 122802, Gregg v. Rauner.
Legal proceedings like this one before the Illinois Supreme Court last month usually don't sound very exciting or even interesting. But two centuries of Illinois justice have obviously had a great impact on the state's institutions, society, and its people. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Tom Kilbride of Rock Island says at first members of the state's highest court were not elected by the people.
The Illinois General Assembly back in 1818 elected the first four Supreme Court justices, so it's not a true election by popular vote, but later on it was decided in the state of Illinois in the Constitution, and it's been reaffirmed in the Constitution. We have four constitutions in the history of the state of Illinois, and the one in 1970 that was adopted that we still operate under to this date mandates the election of judges in all instances.
As part of the state's bicentennial, the Supreme Court's Historic Preservation Commission created an exhibit about Illinois law. It teaches people about famous cases such as Block v. Chicago, the first movie censorship trial in the country, famous Illinois attorneys such as Abraham Lincoln, and, to Kilbride's chagrin, an infamous sports scandal.
And as a White Sox fan, I hate to bring this up, but, you know, the scandal in 1990 with the Sox. Our legislature passed a law making it a felony to bribe an athlete to fix the score in a game, and likewise made it a felony for the individual to accept a bribe. And that was in 1920 as a result of the 1990. Now, some people say it's just that the Sox got caught and the Cubs might have done it as well, but I don't want to make all the Cubs fans mad at me.
The exhibit, called The Bicentennial of Illinois Law, is on display at the College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn. At the end of the month, it'll start a tour of other colleges and universities around the state. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Case number 122802, Gregg v. Rauner, will be taken under advisement as agenda number 15.